If you are in need of a laugh tonight, and who isn't, you might want to tune in to Comedy Central for the season premiere of Inside Amy Schumer.
Ask your doctor if birth control is right for you. Then ask your boss if birth control is right for you. Ask your boss to ask his priest. Find a Boy Scout and see what he thinks.
The sketch comedy series was just picked up for a fourth season, and Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, is with us to talk about the show and its star. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Well, Amy Schumer is really having a moment right now, isn't she?
She sure is. She recently hosted the MTV Movie Awards. She's got a movie with Judd Apatow coming out this summer. And her show, Inside Amy Schumer, before it even comes back for a third season tonight, has already been picked up for a fourth season by Comedy Central. So that's a sign of success. When they give you another season before your current season even airs, they want to do business with Amy Schumer. Let's just put it that way.
Well, and for those who haven't seen the show, it is a mix of short comedy sketches, interviews. Some very interesting interviews, by the way, stand-up comedy, man-on-the-street interviews. A lot of the clips that we would like to play are not exactly appropriate for NPR, but let's play this one. This is a piece from a sketch in tonight's episode that features Tina Fey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Patricia Arquette. They're talking about the double standards in Hollywood for older women and older men.
I didn't get this commercial last week for AARP because the director said I was too old to play Larry King's wife.
I heard that Bruce Willis just got engaged to a girl who is 24 years younger than him, and I heard that she is an actual baby lamb.
What?
Really? Let me Google it.
I was so excited to see all of those stars there with Amy Schumer.
Exactly. And that the point of that sketch was amazing because it's basically this idea, and Tina Fey's talked about it a little bit in her book, Bossy Pants, that once an actress, once she gets to the age where people don't want to have sex with them and they use a different word on Amy Schumer, then all of a sudden Hollywood, they're invisible to Hollywood. And, you know, Amy Schumer sort of comes across these three talented actresses of a certain age, and they're all joking like everybody knows this. And they talk about how Sally Field played Tom Hanks's girlfriend in Punchline, and then a few years later,
his mother,
she was playing
Forrest
his mother
Gump,
in Forrest Gump, you know. And so it's great. It's humor, but it's also commentary on gender. It's commentary on Hollywood, and it's also commentary on how we in society sort of view women and how we value them. And it all comes together in this package that's also very funny, and that's really hard to do, and she makes it look a lot easier than it is.
A lot of social commentary on the show, but then there are little sketches like this one.
Mom, what's the issue you've been having with your computer?
Oh, I just wanted to email that cute picture of you and your sister to your uncle, Pat. But the photos just disappear. I just think that machines don't work around me. They don't.
Okay, well, let's just turn on your computer.
Isn't it on already? No, I know. I pushed the little button thingy.
Mom, you know how to turn on your computer.
Don't talk to me in that tone, honey. I didn't grow up with these things.
You know, I recognize that voice as the voice of the mother in Strangers with Candy with Amy Sedaris. This show is pretty popular among 20 and 30-somethings. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Comedy Central, that's Comedy Central's target audience in a way. So they're looking for comedy that sort of speaks to a younger demographic, but also has something to say to an older generation. And again, that's the balancing act that Amy Schumer rides really well. People who watch the show tonight will see that she does a parody of a music video and makes the point that, you know, guys are obsessed about women's backsides, but, you know, you also do something else with that backside that's not particularly sexy. And
You took the most inappropriate sketch and tried to boil it down. Very well done, Eric Deggans, and make it cleanly said for the NPR. You'll have to tune in tonight to know what we're talking about, but go ahead.
That's why I work for NPR.
Right.
And so Amber Rose, you know, a reality star, is in the video. And so young people will recognize people in the video. Method Man is in the video. But also it's making a larger point that those of us old heads, that's gray heads, have been saying for a while that it's kind of odd to see, you know, how this fixation has asserted itself in pop culture.
Now, people may be surprised to hear that this program just won a Peabody Award. And you were on the Peabody board.
Exactly. Yeah, I was among the 16 board members who chose the show. It is a show that speaks to multiple generations. It's a show that on its face is just about sort of cheeky comedy about sex and gender, but there's a subtext below that's much deeper if you can get the joke. The third episode in this season is an episode-long parody of 12 Angry Men. And I have a feeling that most of the people who are in Comedy Central's core demographic haven't even seen that film. It's like it's a black and white film from the 50s, but it's a spot on parody, and it will be funny to young people, and it will be funny to people who may have seen the original movie like I did. So that's why we gave it an award, because it works on so many levels so well.
I was in 12 Angry Men in high school, but we called it 12 Angry Jurors because we didn't want to do a sexist men-only performance. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, talking with us about Inside Amy Schumer. The third season premieres tonight on Comedy Central. Eric, thanks.
Thanks for having me.